I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, it's a little late, guys.
Adoption of the agenda?
I'm going to adopt the agenda for the meeting of February 8th.
Second by motion?
Aye.
Aye. And I do want to say that Mr. Olmos is absent today for February 8th meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not if he's choosing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Call to the public?
Not everybody wants now.
I know. We have three people here tonight. I didn't want you guys to be nervous.
I know.
Overwhelmed, right?
The public outnumbers the board. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy. All right.
Okay. And consent agenda, approval of the minutes for the meeting on January 11th.
I don't have any changes personally.
Me neither. I think it was fine.
Yeah, I did fix that one where I had 2021 instead of 2022.
22,
so I did fix that before I sent it to you guys to look at before, but yeah, so okay. 2022.
Okay. Presentation of the January financial report?
Yes, on the first page is the January vouchers. Second one down on the expenses, that in larger amount is $20,289 for the Southeastern Arizona Co-op from St. David.
Now, which one are you on?
I'm on that front page that's in your hand.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the reason for that additional $41,000 is not additional, but the voucher was $41,000, a little larger than normal. But it's because of the St. David Special Ed Co-op contract,
right,
which is $20,289. So then you take that down to about our normal utilities and et cetera. That was the biggest chunk out of that one. The voucher 2227, the fourth one down, that has the Bisbee second quarter payment in it. And that was $311,000 in that one, if you saw that through the vouchers.
That's the second quarter?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're on that, just so you guys know, we still don't know the total impact that with this, if they don't change the cap, not only going to have an effect on what we have to cut, but the money that we're sending to them, it will have an effect on that also because that's state money.
Right.
Somehow, some way.
Well,
so we have to figure all that out because we're one of those funky few schools that is in that. We're the, one of the C's, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's not many.
Yeah.
The first payroll voucher, number 14 there, that is smaller than normal 90-some thousand that we usually have because it was the Christmas break in there.
All right.
So that is why that's down than the normal. And on the actual vouchers, did anybody have any questions or concerns?
No surprises there.
Mm-hmm.
Now the drug testing, do you guys, is it random or?
For the, in Arizona for the drivers, it's automatic every year they have to go through the drug testing. They have to do a 10-panel drug test every year.
And you administer it?
No, I don't want to watch anybody pee or collect it. But no, we send it up and then they do it.
So that $53
it's different than in a lot of
test?
States. A lot of states do a random test and you don't have to do it every year. Arizona has you send your people every year. So it's actually more costly in Arizona, which is kind of weird. But anyway, I mean, we have three drivers, and they all had to go pee in a bottle.
So that's the cost for three drivers?
Yeah. I think that's the three drivers, or is that the third?
I'm just curious. No. It's not a big deal. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. On page 10, that total goes running from the prior page. I couldn't figure out where that page 10 at 84,000.
Okay, page. Can you tell 14, me what
the 14 voucher?
That 14.
The 85,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's everything.
Yeah, that's the total.
That's the total of the voucher.
Uh-huh.
Itself.
Well, see, I was just looking at the discard cards. That's why I said.
Oh, yeah. It's like the whole thing.
Carrying over.
Yeah. It's the carrying over.
Alrighty.
Okay.
What is in a new car? No house, no swimming pool at the school.
What?
Miss Morgan wanted it. We just said no. I mean, it's a little cold right now.
Disneyland trip.
It was here for our agenda, didn't it?
Item C, approval of January vouchers, which is what we just did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Item D, approval of the minutes from the Naco Junior High Helping Hands School meeting.
And one of the things that we have to do every time they have a meeting, it'll come to our next meeting. We will be approving their minutes and any financial things that they choose or they vote on or they spend will all come through you for your approval. And that was what wasn't being done with that student council earlier in that first audit when I first came, and we had all those findings, and it was all because nobody brought you the minutes and nobody gave you what they were spending and what it was for. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to make sure that's all done. So as soon as they have a meeting, she's bringing the minutes up and getting them to Donna. And so there should be two meetings there,
mm-hmm.
and then there is another meeting on the next letter point up, I believe it's the next one above it. The funding,
yes.
Okay. Item F, approval of Heather Ryan Sampson as a substitute teacher.
Okay, her mother right now teaches for us, and this Heather Ryan Sampson has a doctorate in, it's either math or economics. I think her mom's economics and she's math. We're short subs, no question about it. And so she is interested in subbing. Her mom's been coming down and bragging about how good our kids are, probably until today. And then... So she talked her daughter into also subbing. We've got all the paperwork and her license and fingerprint card. Everything's in. It's just for board approval, so we haven't used her yet. So
how many are we carrying right now, subs?
Well, you mean the list?
Yeah, the list.
The list is about 14 or 15 long. How many are actually willing to come and sub for us? Three.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And one of them hasn't been here for a long time.
Really? Yeah. Usually he's carry like 12
busy,
and we rotate
busy.
Him.
Yeah.
And have somebody to, you know, come in. So.
Yeah. Well, with COVID and everything else, I'm telling you, subs are like gold. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really hard to find. We've been lucky where we got a couple of them, and if they don't have something else going on, they actually call Miss Elias to tell her that they're available so that, because otherwise Bisbee's grabbing 15, 20 subs a day, it seems like. So.
Yeah.
Which is... You know, obviously all our sub pool too, so.
Okay, item G, approve of LED lighting contract change.
Okay, so if you take a look in your packet, there's just a little colored flyer.
Yeah.
The M&M, yeah, it's just mm-hmm. two pages. If you remember right when we got the original project bid, which was, I want to say, like 8 months ago now.
Yeah.
It was 34,000 $500 or $600. You have the exact full amount?
Yeah.
It's about an $800 increase from last time. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, inflation and the way everything else is going up, and even just the cost of gas, I guess $800 on 30-some thousand isn't such a bad deal. The total cost is $39,430. The utility rebates are $4,100. We have, I shouldn't say we, Kristen has worked with FSB basically since we started talking about this project. Mm-hmm. And we've had different meetings and online meetings, phone meetings. They are not going to cover the LED project, no matter how we try to make them cover it. We had to hire someone to come in and evaluate our system, and I believe it's their engineers, the lighting engineer, mm-hmm. came in, and when she did the evaluation, in her understanding and her professional training, she rated our lighting the way she would rate our lighting, and basically said that our ballasts and things are not usable anymore and all this other stuff. But because she rated it a certain number, FSB would not approve us getting them paying for us to get our lights changed. Hmm. So we put this in ESSER 3. Mm-hmm. It's in the ESSER 3. And instead of trying to figure out how we can get them to change their minds and spend $4,000 out of our pocket to get somebody else to come and do the thing, and then try to explain to them why this person's ratings are different than this person's, if we want to get it done, I think we need to just do it. And it was part of our original ESSER 3 grant. We do have the money sitting there. It is federal funding, so it won't affect our state funds or anything. It doesn't come out of our M&O. But we can get it done. They do have time to do it on our spring break, so we could be nobody on campus, come back, and everybody have actually decent lighting that works, and have lighting outside that when we leave a meeting or I leave at night, I don't have to guess where the manhole is, mm-hmm. or that drain, I should say, so I mm-hmm. know where I can break my leg and where I can't.
Mm-hmm. So it's inside and outside and, like,
any existing mm-hmm. lighting, that's what they will replace.
All the fluorescent lighting down there?
Yeah, like if you look up there, there's one set that's out on each there. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, they'll just put LED lighting in, so it'll come to the standard lighting level.
Right.
We're not going to put dimming switches in. Mm-hmm. It was just an extra, like a $3,000 or $4,000. And it's,
I think in a school you need a mock run and you can deal with that.
It's, yeah, I just, it's...
Watch the movie, turn off.
We're going to get you lights that work, and if you don't want them on, there's usually a couple of switches. Just turn one switch off or whatever.
No, I just like the natural lighting, too,
Well, anytime we have that, that's the best. That's what the experts say for mm-hmm. kids. So.
Okay.
So my recommendation is, and the reason we put it on here was because we had already approved it. I wanted you to see the change in cost because we have to have that in the minutes. And then we would just go forward with it now instead of trying to run it through FSB, which was our plan A, and our plan B was to pay for it ourselves. So we're moving on to plan B now.
Okay.
I would like to motion to approve consent agenda items A through G.
Yeah, H.
Oh, you didn't look at your new one that I put there for you?
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So,
it's just the first reading of the crisis management plan.
Well, she did have the first reading of the crisis management plan, yes.
And so we won't vote. There's no vote on whether we're going to accept it or not. It's just the first reading. Okay, at least the rest of it was right. Mm-hmm.
Second meeting.
That's the first.
At March meeting.
The second meeting will be in the March meeting, yes. Right. The second mm-hmm. reading. So that's when we'll, if there's anything that you guys were alarmed by, and at that meeting, if we're going to address anything in the crisis management plan, we will do that in a closed session.
Okay. Okay. So right now we're just
Will not talk about a meeting point and any other plans the school would have because I don't want that. And
so right now it's just it's a second reading, but we don't really.
The second reading will be in March. This is right. the first reading. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So right now we're going to make a decision. We're moving on now.
It's there. It's so the first because you have to have two readings on any new policy or any removed plan. So this is just the first time putting it out there that it's there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep, and this was basically what the committee came up with through, I don't know, it took about 2.5 to 3 months, I think, to get to this, but we slowly chewed away each once or twice a month to get to here. So.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Anybody move? Yeah. I'd like to just approve items A through H for the items represented.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Okay. So, at this time, we can go into a closed session. I can give you the legal advice that we received from our attorney. On.
Do you guys want to go in the conference room?
I think we'll just go in the conference room. It's easier for three of us to move than. Everything else.
Sounds like a winner.
All right. So we need to close the we need to close the meeting. Make a motion to close the meeting.
So I'm going to make a motion to close or open at 5:35.
Okay.
Second the motion.
Aye.
All right. Now we'll come back and.
Okay.
Okay.
We won't be too long.
No.
We're ready.
We have a lot of options.
Do you want me to turn that off? Just pop?
Yeah.
An executive, let's say at 5:55 and it's 5:56, you think?
We did 5:35 out and back at 5:55.
Open it.
And so I'd like to make a motion go back into open. At 5:56.
Teresa, second.
Again, second.
I'm assuming.
Aye.
Aye.
2-0.
Okay. Back in at 5:56.
All right.
Did you restart the recording?
Yes, yes you did.
All right.
The village.
So our action items.
Okay.
All right.
Action items, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approval of resignation of Linda Mott.
You sure about this?
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel. You've been here. It says my girls were at the school here. And so I think you made a good decision getting an education and being in NACO. So you know, I always appreciate everything you did for my kids and all of our kids.
That made me cry right now.
You raised
Julie and I've already had this cry.
You raised many kids down here in Napo. So good, thank you, Linda.
They're all growing up not too fast.
And know we wish you the very best, obviously.
Yes.
And she's done a lot of other things for us the last couple of years. So
that
people don't know about.
She's invested in the kids and their
like everybody else.
My girls, when they did salutatorian and valedictorian, they always thanked Linda because she was the first one to get them moving.
True.
The stepping stone.
Yeah, I even got Risa.
I know. Yeah.
Go to the next grade, child.
You had Risa?
Yes.
Oh!
She's a good teacher now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got an elephant.
So fire back. Yeah. Yeah, I remember saying that one, yeah.
And you had Victor.
And Ariella.
No, Victor, I didn't have.
Didn't you have Victor?
No, he came when he was in sixth grade.
Oh, that's right, he came in later.
Wow. So, do you have anything further?
No.
I think you want to thank her for her service and accept with regrets.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Good enough.
Thank you.
So, without anything further, I'd like to move to be accept. With most graciousness, the resignation of Linda Mott.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
That means you'll be growing up soon, Brisa. Mm-hmm.
No chance of that.
Okay, another topic.
Presentation and discussion and possible vote approval of the resignation of Julie Morgan.
And Miss Julie, another lifer.
Yeah.
Going back to Miss Meadows and Miss Boston and the good old days, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's thinking back to August 1997 now. We had to go back all the way to
August
the record to find that, yeah.
Wow.
What was the hit record in that month?
Well, and I know Ms. Morgan was here and we were doing the Computer Olympics, and our school was always at the top of the rung on the Computer Olympics, and she has always been a part of that, and Ms. Witham and the whole tribe. And so... you know how much I appreciate you and everything
Definitely.
You did for my kids and our kids. And so, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
we
you
want to see you do something really exciting and enjoy your time. You're not old as me.
Yep, come up with something, no doubt.
Well, thank
she
you.
She out her husband, Mike.
I was just going to say
Thank you, Ms. Morgan.
So how many years are we talking about? Ms. Maude is how many years?
I don't know how many total.
Yeah,
total.
40-some years, wasn't
40,
it?
I think 42.
I thought 40? You told me 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Ms. Morgan?
25, I think. This
yeah.
might be your 26.
Wow.
Wow.
Yay.
Mine
good job, girl.
Texas and all this, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I just trusted
thank
Julie's
you,
math when she said 25 plus. So,
so with much appreciation, I'd like to move that we accept the resignation by Ms. Julie Morgan. Our
second that motion.
I see.
Aye. Okay. As well, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve the resignation of Evan Hubbard, bus driver, custodian, maintenance assistant.
Thank goodness we got the corrected version, because yesterday he was a technology coordinator. Which would have shocked all of us. That was my second run, and I wasn't going to go back to change the one letter, so I just wanted to overlook that.
And for the first time, I don't see Mr. Hubbard.
I know, going through
he's
here.
He's here somewhere. But
I saw him on that right now. But
in the classroom.
Also him. Thank you. Thank you for everything yes. and for jumping in whenever he was needed and wherever he was needed. So
that's right.
Thank
express
you,
our
Hubbard.
Gratitude to him.
Yes, please.
And our best wishes in his upcoming retirement.
Yes.
Okay, so item C. I'd like to move to approve the much deserved resignation of Mr. Evan Hubbard.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye. Item D, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on offering summer school.
All right. So the beautiful thing about summer school is that's all federal money from the ESSER funding. And so it will not be impacted by whether we get the aggregate cap passed or not. So ultimately, that was why we planned things the way we did. And when Dawn and I went through the budgeting, some of our teachers were planned with federal money and some were planned with the state and title monies and things. And so when we plan that, we know that we've got some teachers and positions paid for and we won't have to worry about the aggregate cap there. That's kind of how we kept our aggregate cap down at 40,000. If you look around us, the neighboring schools, I believe Douglas is at, I think it's 1.4 million. Sierra Vista's in the millions. Mm-hmm. I know Tombstone is at in the hundreds of thousands. I just don't remember if it's mm-hmm. 200 or 300. We're very low on what we're going to have to cut, but we tried to thoughtfully place people in certain funds and do it that way.
Well, and you didn't know we were going to have to aggregate.
No, we had absolutely no reason to know this was coming. We were really lucky there. It's kind of like sitting down at a table and you hit a blackjack and you accidentally put down $500. Wow, got lucky, time to go home. But, you know, had we known, that would have been what we would have wanted to do. We just got lucky that we did it. I mean, it was just honestly just dumb luck.
Right on the table.
But it was how we tried to plan ahead to, you know, get through, because our goal was, we made all these changes and we went with new curriculum and we went with new people, we wanted to be able to maintain that for 3 years. And so that's how we went with that planning, most of it, you know, and it has benefited us. So we really got lucky there, I guess. So I don't know the dollar amount. I could give you an estimate. Last year it was somewhere around 30,000 or 32,000. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in about the same neighborhood. You know, we may have more teachers who want to work this summer. And, you know, especially if we have the aggregate cap and we end up cutting $40,000 and everybody gets something cut from them, there might be more people that want to do work when they know they're actually going to get paid for it. Hopefully that won't happen. But I don't want to give you a solid number. It's just going to be somewhere in that $30,000 to $35,000 range, I believe.
For that year?
For next summer.
Right.
This summer, I mean.
Right.
For June.
For June.
The funds are being allotted for the next 3 years.
We're going to approve
this every year.
We will approve it every year because we have to have it on the books in order to pay people for summer school that you approved it for this year, yes.
Okay.
Even though it's in our plan and that plan has been laid out for the next 3 years.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And our budget will change here and there anyway, so that's
right.
What we're
but
doing.
But this being the federal funds, mm-hmm. we don't have to worry about that state cutoff, which mm-hmm. helps us. So
okay.
I think that's one of the lucky things that we've got going for us.
Yep.
So. are there any questions on that? But it is the ESSER 3, that's the new one, and that's why it lasts for 3 years. If we're ESSER 2, it would be 2 years, and ESSER 1 is good until next September. So.
Okay. I'm good. Okay, so item D, I'd like to make a motion to approve the summer school program.
Second.
Aye.
All right. The only thing I forgot to put on there, because I didn't put it on last time, was the superintendent report, and I just have a couple of things for you. Is there anything else any of the board members have that they have questions on or would like to ask before I...
Just kind of a tentative on March.
On March?
Our date.
I was just going to do my superintendent report, but
right.
I guess I would prefer that we either do it March 8th, just because our spring break is the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do it before the spring break, and that way also if we've got cuts and other things that we have to do, we can address it, and we can turn around... I guess what I would like to do is somewhere towards the end of March, and I think at the March 8th meeting we could set that up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be very good to have a work session with you guys and go through the tentative budget and what we're looking at. Because by then we'll know if they have done anything with the cap and all that stuff, and we'll know how many teachers are mad at me because they're not going to get 301 money, or they are going to get 301 money and they like me again. I mean, we'll know all that kind of stuff too, but... That, you know, and then we can really truly plan for next year and talk through the different parts of it. And so then at a work session, we would still have the meeting. We would record the meeting. If there's something that's confidential or FERPA related, you can close that meeting. People can come, but they don't have any discussion with the board. It's a working meeting for the board, superintendent, and business manager. So they could come and kind of like going to a zoo and watching the animals.
Mm.
Sometimes exciting, but not usually. So, but that would be my, if you guys are okay with that date, that would be my preference. Just because I don't have a clue, honestly, right now what I'm doing. I probably will take a few days off that week. And if I'm gone at the end of the week, I don't want to rush back Sunday and have to have the agenda ready for that Tuesday. So
when is spring break?
Spring break is the 14th.
Oh, the 14th. Oh, okay.
And then, yeah. So, but that way, to have a tentative, you can always alter it anyway.
Right. We can change it if we need to. I mean, but if we set it for tentatively on the 8th and there's no need to meet because they approved the cap change and all that, we'll all be happy. go to the Mexican restaurant, have, you know, something good to eat, and, you know, chill out. But if we have to meet on the 8th, okay, that's close enough to the beginning that we can still figure out how we're going to make that $40,000 cut.
Okay.
All right. In my report, I have four things, and I think we've kind of already touched on some, but next meeting we are going to be talking about insurance. Last year we dodged a bullet and we only got a 4 or 5% increase. We were very lucky. I'm afraid because of our usage, we're going to get the news here Thursday, but I'm afraid because of our usage and because of COVID and everything else, I'll be shocked if it's not a fairly hefty double-digit increase.
Good.
If it's a big double-digit increase of 10 to 15%, which I really think it's going to be at least that, that'll change how we look at the things like next year's retention bonus and things. Because then we have to make a decision. Are we going to give a retention bonus or are we going to move that money and pay for their benefits? You know, and once you cross the bridge and you stop paying it for benefits in full, schools don't go back to it again. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we can decide, and you could tell me, go back and talk to the staff. And I'm almost 100% sure that the staff is going to say, I really like my benefits paid for.
Right.
I mean, if it were me voting, I would say that. But, I mean, we would do that if that's what you wanted us to do, obviously. You know, because if you're going to get $500 or $700 or $1,000 in a check, and then you're going to turn around and have to pay $500 to $700 back to the school for your benefits, I mean, it might be beneficial tax-wise to do it that way. I don't know. For me, it wouldn't be. I don't think. I mean, I'm not good enough with taxes to do that. I mean, maybe if I was better at cheating at them, maybe I should talk to Donna and find out some tips. But I just expect us to get a pretty big increase. So I won't be shocked if she comes back and says 12 to 15% increase.
Everything else is doing that.
Well, and I mean, I was out of school. We got a 25% increase 1 year. So let me tell you what, 25% is a kick in the shorts. That's really tough to take. So when you have some major surgeries and other things, and we've had some, so we could see that. We are working right now on the roof RFP to fix the middle school and the gym. And we pretty much have it ready to go. We're going to get it in the paper. I'm going to have Christy take a look at it, or Christy, Jessica take a look at it and approve it, our attorney, and then we'll get it posted in the paper. We're going to run that.
218, starting the 18th of February.
Okay. And then we'll run it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we'll have a closing date. It'll be noon on Friday, I think it'll be the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we'll do is we'll try to schedule a meeting that day for opening of bids, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we should have the closing on Thursday and have it in the evening Thursday, but whatever, we'll
mm-hmm.
figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
With that, then we can go through and see who gave us the best bid. We can go through all that process, and then that gets us going into the FSB. We have some huge issues with leaking on the far end of the middle school building. Jennifer Thomas's room, I mean, we probably could have been making penicillin for the last couple of years. It's really, really bad. And I, you know, it's hard on a roof because you really can't tell where it's running from.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think it's from where they put the units on the roof, and I think they didn't get a good seal.
The air conditioning unit?
Yeah, the air conditioning.
So what is that metal?
Air conditioning and heating. Well, they've got them, when you look at them from this side, when you got them and they've got them plopped down on there, when they drill them and they set them, if they crack the roofing,
right,
now you got a leak. And they're supposed to put stuff in those cracks, and it's supposed to last and whatever, but we have a roof leak. Now, we haven't had a lot of rain. I mean, honestly, this year, because we haven't had a swimming pool yet in the other elementary building.
Mm-hmm.
But when that rains, we got water running down the walls in 4 or 5 spots.
In
so our
box?
Plan, yeah, our
we've
plan is
had problems
we're
going to
take care of those two, and then we're going to go after that one. And I want to let Kristen get warmed up on this one, so that she totally understands all the ins and outs of bidding the roof.
Yeah.
And then we need to go after that one.
I mean, we had grass growing on the corners after they built that thing.
Oh,
we had grass growing.
We had huge
in the corners,
things of mold and everything
that,
last year.
That building, Benny's room, and all that's since that building was built, you can watch the water go down the wall and come out. So I'd be scared death to open up behind the stuff to see what's growing in there.
See, I was really not happy about that. I like the old school. Honestly, I had a great layout. You know, it's very safe. And but anyway, it's kind of late now. I wasn't on the board then.
Well, and our roof, we found out, already has two roofs on it.
Wow.
That building. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they had a floating roof, and then they put another floating roof on top. But probably the same guys that built it to begin with, because they realized they had an issue, so they just put another roof on top of it. And so it's going to take a little bit. The nice thing is we got brand new HVAC units over there, so we'll just lift them off and put them back on. But
need good roof.
You know. So anyway, that's our plan. We wanted to start with something simple, so we went with the gym in the middle school, and then we'll get into more complex that way. Donors Choose, we got another Donors Choose donation of about $1,000. We got a huge kidney table, I call it. I don't know if that was the name of it, but it's really a big table. I think that went in Shari's room. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Montalvo got some big bookcases and shelves and some storage bins. And Sarah Stone, again, you know, helped write everything. So she's got a few different things in the cooker right now. So every time we turn around, it seems like we get stuff delivered, and then we have to figure out whose it is. And she knows, so thank goodness. It's been a really nice addition having her be willing to help everybody and do that. She's been very good. And then I just, you know, the aggregate cap has a, I hate to go back to it one more time, but I'll end on the aggregate cap, which will make me sleep better. Not really. But the aggregate cap has an effect on everything. It's going to affect every employee in the school. And I've asked the staff to write letters and try to get a hold of their representatives and senators. And so hopefully they do. We can only do what we can do. But they're going to be running a big story in the Sierra Vista paper. They've reached out to all the different schools and superintendents and asked, what are we going to do? How are we going to take care of the cuts? Which, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody has an answer, except that at the time when we have to start making those cuts, which will be basically April 1st, you don't have much left. You know, we have 3 months of the fiscal year. We don't have a lot of purchases, so you know we'll see. I mean, really, all we have is the manpower part. But thank goodness it's only $40,000. It could be way worse. So
Arizona is at the bottom of the salary scale.
I believe we have reclaimed number 50, and I think Alabama's just ahead of us. If I remember hearing it correctly. So
where are we at?
I think we're number 50.
Holy.
And we might be 51 if they count Washington, D.C. I don't know. Washington, D.C. is way up there.
Wow.
So. But, yeah, it's...
Appalachia's far better up than you are. Something needs to be different.
Yeah, it's tough.
And it's a hard job.
Well, and the thing is it's just not... It's not going to affect us this... See, this is the talk I had with the staff last year. And the staff will probably go, yeah. I just told the staff, don't do roll call. Let us do the roll call. The attendance is going to come back to get us. Well, this is what it is. The aggregate cap is all based on your attendance throughout the year times an amount.
But what do you think is a failure with the attendance of the sick people?
When we were doing all of our online learning, okay, Linda could see the kids that were in her class at that time,
right.
But she was recording her class. Mm-hmm. So if at home one family has three kids, they can't all be on that same computer all the time if they only have one computer.
Yeah.
So we had to post our class, our recordings, so that they could go in at night. So we have kids that could visit at night. So Victor and Mr. Rodriguez showed me how we could check to see who visited. It's easy, you know. I mean, it's like footprints or fingerprints, whatever. You can see who's gone where. So my goal was let us try to do the attendance. Because I know it's recording, but I know school districts, really big school districts, maybe the one that my daughter works for, that didn't have a kid absent all year when they were online. Not one.
What?
They were all present. Because they knew it was going to come back to haunt them.
They lock them up in there?
In funding. No, they weren't actually all present. They counted them all present.
Oh.
They did not count kids absent. Because
did they get
they knew
for
eventually
it?
That year's going to come back to kick you in the butt. And
yeah.
It did. And, I mean, you know.
They're going to get dinged.
Well, everybody's. Well, you know, but they can't. Nobody can prove that they weren't all there because it was online. Mm-hmm. So prove they weren't. Mm-hmm. See, so if you're going to do something not quite right, at least do it when they can't track it.
Yeah.
You know. But, so, yeah, it's come back. But it's not only just the cap. It's not only just the teacher's 301 money. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Anything we pay out of state funds. Is we can't, what our budget was, we have to cut $40,000 out of it. And anything we spend that we didn't have in our budget means we got to cut more, right? So it's, and if they don't change the cap, basically salaries are frozen. If they don't change, I mean, it's going to have a huge effect. And I can't find one positive thing with it.
Well, this whole environment has been nothing positive about it, you know, for the last year, two.
Well, the thing, it was positive last year because we got some money put into education.
Well, I'm not talking about the absences. And
right.
The,
oh, yeah, no, I know.
You know the whole scenario.
But they put money into education knowing full well we couldn't spend it. And then they didn't bother to say anything to us and say, well, just remember the aggregate cap, and if that doesn't change, you can't spend it. So when they, I mean, it's like if you have your budget, you know how much money you're going to make. You set your budget
right by
how much money you have. How much do I want to save? What do I want to spend? When do I want to do a vacation? How much do I have to pay for groceries, rent, heat, etc.? We do the same thing. They tell us how much money they're going to give us. Federal government tells us. We take all those pots, we figure it out, and then we put the budget together. Mm-hmm. If you tell us you're going to, it's like, hey, if you do this, Brisa, I'm going to give you a $200 allowance. Okay, Brisa goes out and not only does that, but she does more. And I say, I'm kidding. There's a cap. I don't have any money. But thanks.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's kind of how I feel it was for us. Because they gave us the money. It's like, okay, here's the increase. You guys are doing a good job. Let's get Arizona education where it needs to be. And then they tell us, after it's all said and done, and we've already submitted our budget to everybody, that you can't spend that money. It's shady at best.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm really hopeful they'll get it figured out, but they literally have 3 weeks to get it figured out. 3 weeks. And if they do not fix it, we're going to be in a hard freeze, and it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
But everybody will be that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like I said, actually, we're in a much better position than a lot of schools are. Who'd have thought we'd have said that 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a lot better shape than most of the schools around, but we really are because of the cut. And this year, our attendance has come back up again. So we're going to get an increase back in funds so that hopefully at least it'll eat up that $40,000 hole. But because I think, Ms. Morgan, do you know, but I think we're somewhere around 300 or 304 kids, aren't we?
I was going to ask,
right,
what's the
304?
Right around 300.
It goes a couple here and a couple there, but
yeah,
I think we're
close.
Yeah,
it hovers right around 297, 303.
Because I think last year the number that we got from the state was 270-something, 274.
That's another COVID thing, right? During COVID, our number dropped.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, and there were people that moved away and unenrolled their kids, and that affected us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a good bounce back, but yeah, I mean, it won't just affect the teachers. I can tell you though, if I were a teacher and I wasn't going to qualify for my 301 money that I earned, and I wasn't going to get it this year, I would be really ticked. The problem is that the only people they can take their anger out on are going to be us. And I'd love to be able to give everybody that. But I at least tried to be upfront from the beginning. When I first heard of this, I walked into our committee meeting, and I just said, I just heard this, and I want everybody to know. You know, because you never know with politicians. And so I really think if they get enough letters, they'll do it. If they don't get enough letters, then if we're playing politics, it's not going to be good for people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think, though, like in Arizona, because of the salary of teachers, even the busy school district, for example, they have so many administrators there, you know, that they're paying those separate salaries. We have one administrator, but there have been a lot of complaints to the taxpayers, you know, about us paying our administrators too much for the population that we have. And I think that's sometimes hard for the reasoning for the teachers when they're getting kind of slashed and then administrators are getting bumped up.
Right. And the other thing, too, is when you look at our administrative costs, it's not just the administrator that's getting paid, but everybody that's in that office is considered an administrator.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so that just takes that number and it makes it look like an astronomical number when you divide it down, when you say, well, you only have one administrator. Well, yeah, we do, but we have actually four people or five now. No, mm-hmm. four now that are paid out. Mm-hmm. You know, and anytime we have a coordinator, I don't know how that works either, because at least where I was, all my coordinators, the money they received for being a coordinator, they were paid out of administration. So anytime you're in a small school, the numbers can be skewed. And you can take those numbers, honestly, you can take numbers and you can make them say whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. You can use them however you want to use them.
But, you know,
I just think you have to be straight about it and be open.
Right, and I think that's where we ran into problems before, is that we thought our administrator was making this. Whenever they left, they were making that, you know. And so I've seen that happen before you were here. Mm-hmm. And so...
Well, and that's one of the reasons why when we sat down and we went through that contract, we kept the wages down.
Mm-hmm.
We yeah. kept it where... You guys wanted
right,
to keep
exactly.
it because yeah. of those reasons. So
yeah, negotiation.
Yeah, well.
And you know, hard work. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That's it. I don't have anything else for you. I don't think Donna anything.
No.
Don't forget anything.
No, we're done.
Okay. So let's see. We have our last item, huh?
That's it.
Just okay. shut her down.
Are we already voted there. That was our adjournment, or we just need to adjourn that.
We're going to go March 8th then, 5:50.
Yeah,
okay.
March 8th, 5:50.
And then at March 8th, we'll set a work session as well.
Okay.
Okay. So you know.
And that can be prior to our meeting, or prior to the meeting, or during the meeting, or how?
I think we just have a separate work session.
Mm-hmm.
Because that work session could be an hour. It depends on how in-depth you want to get with what we're looking at for. But I want you guys to all understand where money's going.
Right.
Because when we have these three different ESSER accounts and the federal grants, and I mean, there's just a lot of different pots. So how are we spending the money, and why do you choose to, I mean, I'm going to use Linda, why do you choose to pay part of Linda's out of this fund and part of Linda's out of this fund?
Right.
If you want to know that, I'm going to explain it. Well, Linda's a K-2 teacher, and I can pay part of hers out of early childhood reading, and I can pay part of it, or literacy, and I can pay part of it out of title, or I can pay part of it out of ESSER. And so, I mean, then we can explain it so you guys know. Because I do think it's important you got an idea. You know, I mean, I hope you trust us.
Well,
giving
it
you the
big,
because we try to stay open and giving the... But I do think it's important that you do that. And I do know as a person sitting on the outside, because I was a teacher and a negotiator forever, and I always wondered where they were hiding the money. So I learned from that how to dig into it. But I think people could come and listen and see where the different things are going and what are we looking at with staffing and where. And we won't talk about individuals because in that it would be a FERPA, but it will be just positions. So that's, I mean, and we can just say we're going to have a one-hour meeting or we're going to have an hour-and-a-half meeting. You know, I mean, if you got a dance class and Bruce has got three nail appointments and Mr. Almost has to be to work by 10, you know, I mean, we can set it whatever, okay? But I think it'd be good for you guys to work through that. I just think having that knowledge, Because I know before I got here there were questions about how things were done and money and funds and things, and I think it'd be really good to go through it so you
understand. Well, and it is pretty elaborate, because I think that whenever you first come on a board, you think it's going to be, okay, this is the teacher's salaries, this is that, and it's not like that, you know, and so.
No, it's not even just two or three pots of money, and you figure it out. There's all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All the information even keeps us more informed, so sounds good.
All right.
Do you have anything to read?
Whoever's going to shut her down.
Okay. I would like to adjourn this meeting at 6:30.
Aye. Oh, yeah.
You going to second that, Don?
Well, I know. Sorry. Second.
Okay.
Aye.
2-0. Gotcha. We're good.
Don't put your pens away.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're a kid. Mom says, "Hey, I got candy to get you."
When in my head, I'm
cookies are coming out of the oven.
Just a top line now.
What did they say? Your when you had your stuff, because there's always been a big dilemma about saying I'd like to move.
I forgot to send that email, but I'm
bring that up about making a motion, or I'd like to move.
How fast?
Because there's kind of a dilemma about that.